reminder for media members on the line, just hit star one on your keypad if you have questions for any of the coaches here today. But now, welcome to the call. The head coach is James Madison Dukes, Lou Rowe. Good morning, Coach Rowe.
Good morning, Rob. How you doing?
Well, certainly a difficult stretch for your players and your staff and everyone else with games having to be postponed due to illness last week. Just talk about what the week was like and how difficult it was for your team to go through all that.
Sure. I know it's difficult for us. It was difficult for Joe, as him, and to the teams, just making some trouble. But it was a pretty difficult week. Trying to get our arms around what was going on, as well as making sure we had the guys in order and we're keeping them focused.
Just go back through the week and how long were you guys actually off and when were you able to get back to practice and that type of thing?
We were actually off. We played on Saturday against Towson and didn't do anything. So basically, or 5 or 6 days, and so got back to work on Friday a little bit, and just watching film, and first actual practice hit the court again on Saturday. So really a week of practice off.
I'm guessing that there's not much of a blueprint or something about how, as a coach, you handle something like this. What are your biggest concerns now as you head into this week from the long layoff?
Well, definitely no blueprint for me as a player or as an assistant on getting a week off, at this point in the season. I'm watching, it's a scary time of the year. You're watching scores not around the country, not even necessarily in the CAA. And this is the point when teams start to kind of separate themselves. And you see all these close games. Then you start to see, injuries and all kinds of things. You start to see some of the scores kind of, to where teams are separating themselves a little bit. And for us to be going through a week off at this time of the year when we're struggling to stay in games anyway, and you start to see other teams getting better, it's scary and definitely something that's a little different. I'm going to write a book. But, what we try to do, I try to stay in contact with the guys, texting guys, making sure that the guys are getting in the gym and shooting. And, you hope, just like Coach Matheny said, you hope that the time off guys get in the gym and it maybe helps, some of our shooting woes or some things like that. And, but you worry about conditioning, you worry about focus, obviously, that rest versus rust. And just trying to make sure guys, because a week off at this time of the year, I know with 3 days off or 4 days off of Christmas, what you have to do to get guys back into shape. So, I was really worried about that aspect.
We're here with JMU head coach Lou Rowe. If you have a question for him this morning, just hit star one on your keypad. We've got one in queue if you'll get that for us, Catherine.
Our question comes from Josh Walfish with Daily News Record. Your line is open.
Good morning, Lou. How are you?
I'm good. How you doing?
Doing well. That last answer segued perfectly into my question, which was Matt, Stuckey, Ramon, all of them kind of said that Saturday and Sunday you worked more on conditioning, making sure they got their legs under them. After running through practice yesterday, do you feel like these guys are starting to kind of get back into game shape a little bit and kind of being where they need to be to be competitive tonight from a conditioning standpoint?
I think it's total. I think they're in game enthusiasm. I think that part of their game is in shape. I think the first, for sure the first 4 minutes, coaches always talk about the first 4 minutes, but I even think it may take the first half. I think it's going to be a really, really big test. I definitely don't assume that we're back and ready to go. I think it's something that we're going to have to really take the challenge to focusing and executing and doing some of the little things well, because we haven't played a game in so long. So we boxing out, even little things like free throw box outs are things that we talked about. And I just think those little details, that can lead to us already with a razor thin edge that can, early on. And I'm just hoping we can weather that first storm and kind of get through it and get our game legs back up under us. And I'm hoping that some of our enthusiasm and energy and maybe some of the focus skills can get us.
And you, obviously, you talked about sort of comparing this a little bit to Christmas. Did you kind of go back to that game plan of sort of basically kind of what you guys did when you guys came back from the Christmas break and preparing for the start of CAA play? Did you kind of steal a little bit from that game plan in terms of preparing for tonight?
Well, yes, I did. And also, you learned some things from it. I thought we really weren't in shape, even though, you know, it was kind of a long break for us, honestly. We played Florida on the 20th. So we actually had 5 days off at that point. And I think usually it's 3 or 4. So I think having those 5 days off and then seeing the guys when they came back and understanding, like, man, don't take it for granted. So we did do a little bit of conditioning. And, we'll see how it works. At this point, it's like Rob said, there's no blueprint. So I'm just, I took how I felt with us coming back from Christmas. I said, okay, I felt like we didn't have legs after 5 days. So with this 7 day layoff, I definitely walked right back in the gym and said, let's get some running in and at least get some conditioning and, at least try to knock that rust off a little bit.
Matt, sounds good. Thanks, Flip.
Thank you.
Well, it's been a while, and we didn't have the opportunity to talk. I know a lot of times this season, you've talked about trying to cut down on turnovers and how important that is for your team. And that most recent victory that you had against Towson, no turnovers over the final 12 minutes of that game as you're able to come back. Just talk about how your team performed in that game and how your team just in general has improved in that area as the year's gone along.
Well, I think it's twofold. Obviously, we focused and we had, issues and talked a lot about turnovers last year. I felt like that in conference play, and especially Matt moving to the one, and, just such a tough competitor. As a freshman, you never know when you put a guy in those situations. And he's just responded tremendously. He does a tremendous job of focusing on not turning the ball over, almost to the point sometimes where I say, Matt, I want you to be maybe a little more aggressive. Take a few more chances. And like, coach, we need to take care of the basketball. And you can't argue with a freshman that thinks that way. And so he's been a great steadying influence. Not that Joey wasn't, but I feel like that maybe Matt, the way he's playing, is leading to Stuckey being a little more careful with it, and maybe, even Banks or Ramon being a little more cautious with it. And I do think in general, our turnover numbers have been good. Since Matt has taken over the starting role at one at the point guard, and it's had a great effect on our team. But I also feel like we do preach it all the time. We understand that our margin is maybe a little bit smaller, so we can't do things like turn it over. We got to be pretty good in transition. Can't give up offensive rebounds. Those types of things really, really hurt us. So the guys are really focused on taking care of it and trying to get a good shot every time.
Your team starts a busy stretch now of 3 games in 5 days with UNCW at home tonight. Your two teams had a great game down in Wilmington. You guys come up a little short, 71-68 in a game that went to the wire. What are some of the keys and challenges of facing UNCW?
Well, it's things I just hit on. I always talk about this with our guys. They push it in transition. Jordan Talley's the head of that, but they're great at kicking it ahead to the wings. And attacking, so we got to get back and be really solid in transition, stand them up in the half court, and you can't give them second shots. We can't turn it over. Got to get back in transition, and we got killed on the glass down there. Got dominated on the glass, and that's not something I ever feel. I don't feel good about that toughness aspect, and I don't feel like we answered the bell down there. And again, their team is really good at it. Got Kaycock, but Bryant gets them and Forns gets them, and they're a good team, offensive rebounding team. So we have to take that challenge, and we don't have a chance.
All right, Lou. Thanks as always for taking time with us today. Glad you're feeling better, and look forward to talking again next week.
Thank you. Glad to be back.
All right. All right.